A new University of Utah study zeroes in on changes coming to a warming Wasatch. KUER's Judy Faze talked to one of the researchers who studied the impacts on mountain snow.
Someone guessing at how good the skiing will be next season will often ask, how wet will it be? But the study by atmospheric scientist Cort Strong and his team suggests a different question. How warm will it be? Strong says that's because of climate change.
In the current climate, the springtime snowpack depends mainly on how much precipitation we had in a particular winter. And how warm it was in that winter plays a secondary role. But as we go out to the end of the current century, those two drivers switch places.
The study zooms in on the Wasatch. That's important because most other climate change studies aren't high resolution like this one. It's like bringing a blurry picture into focus with more pixels. And that's allowed researchers to see how, at a certain elevation, average temperature becomes more important to spring snowpack than precipitation. Strong says Wasatch peaks will still have snow. It just won't linger each spring as long as it used to at elevations below 7,300 feet. The biggest impact for skiing will be outside the Cottonwood Canyons at Utah's lower elevation ski resorts. But Strong says all of us, not just skiers, will feel the difference.
Once the snow is on the ground, exposed to higher temperatures, it melts warmer and faster in the spring. And the question becomes, with population growth, do we have the storage capacity to hold that water and deliver it when demand is highest in the summer?
The paper's been accepted in the journal Geophysical Research Letters. Judy Faze, KUER News.